Rabosai. We'll try our best. Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. There's a big sugya. A lot of different sugyas come up here. We will try to tackle the topics here one by one. Not all of them today. But the Brisa starts. About almost halfway down. Tana Rabbana. In Chodor Shekodin L'Tom Shel Shachar L'Ketores Bilvad. Sheneh Marva Baboker Raboker. Right? The only thing that's Nikra. That's Niktar. Before the Tom Shel Shachar L'Ketores. Because Baboker Raboker has to come before Baboker. The Yukta Ketores Dorshem Raboker Raboker. The Chesed Hektim Olam Aram. Ketores Raboker Raboker. The Dorshem Nem Raboker. Ela Boker Echad. Which is a Kepsa Chod Taseh Baboker. Ve'en Chod Dorshem Is Akim Achar Tom Shel Bein Arbaim. Ela Ketores V'Neiros. U Pesach. Okay, Ketores and Eros, we already explained. Remember, we had also our only Erev Al Boker, also Erev Al Boker, made up our Achim Erev Al Boker, so nothing else comes after the Neros. The Neros is the last thing, and the Ketores is Hukash the Neros, because it says, which we decided that Ketores before Neros. So those are last, and Pesach, we already discussed, Yuchar Davar, top of the Amud, and the strange Rambam. And the one thing that's added by the Tanakhami is Mechusha Kippur Be'er Pesach. If someone, Mechusha Kippur means someone who is one of the Tmeyev, who needs to bring the carbon to become Tahor. And the rule is, once you Tovel, you're Tahor for Chulin. Once you have Harish Shemesh, the nightfall, then you're Tahor for Truma, but you still can't be Kachim or go to the Mikdash until you bring your Kampara. So the Mechusha Kampara can bring his Kampara even after the Tumshul in your body if it's Erev Pesach. So he can tovel the tefillah, only one tefillah, and eat his karban pesach that night. Meaning, he has to bring his karban, or else he won't be able to eat the karban pesach. So clearly, it's not really the mechutz kippurim that's so important, but obviously, as the Gemara explained, it's the karban pesach that is dochah the asayin of shlomo. And Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Yochanan ben Baruch Omer Af mechutz kippurim b'shar yimos hashana shetovel ba'ochel kachim la erev. Even mechutz kippurim and all the rest of the year. Who then would be told and be able to eat kachin that night, technically would be able to eat kachin that day also. The Gemara asks, Bishlam la Tanakama, Yabo Seyd Pesach Sheish Bokaris, Yitcha Seyd Ashlam Sheyd Bokaris. Tanakama makes sense. Asay of Pesach is an Asay Sheish Bokaris. But to do the Asay of Pesach, you have to bring your Mechos of Kiburim. And that would violate the Asay Dashlam, which is an Asay Sheish Bokaris. So Asay Sheish Bokaris overrides an Asay Sheish Bokaris. But Elul Rishmol Benosho Yochum and Broka my will made the highest say the highest say this not say of bringing this Mechusik Yipurim eating Kachim. Rashi says the say of eating Kachim, not Pesach, just a regular say, and that's overriding the regular say of Hashlema. So why would one say be better than another say? Amar Avina, Amar of Chista. So we have two answers. Says Rav Chista, Hacha Bechatzis Ha'ofas Kinan She'Emus Beach El Adama. Here we're dealing with. Not all Mechus Kippurim, but those kind of Mechus Kippurim who are only, the only thing they owe is a Chatas Ha'uf. Chatas Ha'uf is unique. It's really the only carbon of all the carbonos in the Torah where you don't burn anything on the Mizbeach. You sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach, or whatever you do. Lahazis, you get the blood on the Mizbeach, throw the dam on the Mizbeach somehow, you don't burn anything on the Mizbeach, and therefore it's not a violation of Asay the Hashlama, because the Asay the Hashlama is only to point you out. The Hikter allow Chelve Hashlama, right? The Makter, burning on the Mizbeach. And here, since you don't burn anything on the Mizbeach, therefore it is no problem. Rav Papa Amar, Afilu Tema Bechatzas Behema, Rav Papa argues, he says, even Chatzas Behema, where the Emor need to burn the Mizbeach, Ma'aleo Malina, Rosha Shel Mizbeach. There's a solution to Kondor Shmuel, but also Yochanan Broka. Bring up the emurim of this chatas behema, and you leave them overnight on top of the mizbeach. Okay, leaving them overnight on top of the mizbeach, let's say for now, is a rule. Not a rule, it's a machlokes. But we paskin that ein lina mo'elas barosha shal mizbeach. The psul of lina doesn't apply to the mizbeach. That is a, seems like we're paskin. That's a targum onkelos, right? On the lo yolin, chelo chagiyah boker, the targum onkelos is lo Yopis bar mi matbecha. It's interesting. Not all details are does Unkelus decide to throw into the pasuk, right? I mean, there's a lot of detail. Lo yalin means don't let it sit overnight outside the mizbeach. Okay, interesting. We'll see if we can make something of that. Anyway, so if you put them on the mizbeach, then you can leave them there all night, and they will not become puzzle, and you'll be mocked to them the next morning after the Tum Chil Shachar. So you will violate the Asay de Hashlama. So they have a solution. Ah, now there are a lot of technicalities. The Ha'ika Asham, some Mechusar Kippurim, such as a Mitzora, also need an Asham, and an Asham. How do you bring the Asham? Bishlam, there are Papa in the Mala. For a Papa, no problem. The Asham is though, I mean, for a Papa, he's covered all Karbanos. Right? You can bring any Karban you want after the Tumah Shel Arbayim, just sheft it, put the Dam in the sprinkle, Dam in the Mizbeach, and leave the Emurim on the Mizbeach all night and mock to them tomorrow after the Tumah Shel Shachar. Eller, if Chisweik, we have their Chisweik, Chis says it's only Chatzis Oath. But Asham is not an Oath. Asham has to be a Behemah, has Emurim, so what do you do? Amri Shakari Vashamu. Okay, you have to say it's only a case where you already brought his Asham and all he's missing is the Chatzis Oath. Ba'ika Ola, don't he also have to bring an Ola? The Chitema Ola Lomakva, when the Ola, whether it's an Ola's Behemah or Ola's Oaf, can burn them all, burn them as Be'ach. And if you say the Ola's not Ma'akev, he can be Tar without the Ola, he just owes the Ola. Ba'atani, Rishmal B'lash Rav Yochanan Broka Omer, which is the exact same person we are talking about. Keshem Shachatasso Vashama Ma'akva Nosokach, Ola's Ma'akavto, just like the Chatas and Hashem, the Tzorah Ma'akev is Tara, he's not Tar until he brings them, likewise, he's not Tar until he brings the Ola. So according to Rav Chista, what solution does he have for the Ola? Chitema said the same thing for the Asher. Karva Ola, so make the Okenta. He already brought the Ola. Well, me Karva Ola, so go to the Chatasso. Can he really bring the Ola before the Chatas? Me Karva Ola, so go to the Chatasso Rishon. Vatani, me Kurza Shela Chatas Rishona, Matabalomar, in the Lamish, she put Devis Ola, even if it's a Shady Yasa Ola Kamishwa. El is there, Bana Ava, Cholokatoshi, Kodmos, the Cholokolo, Sabaos, Imahen. Right? Why does it have to have an extra lashon? First, it says Sheni Yasa Ola, blank the first is Chatas. Then it says it's Ashele, or before then it says it's Ashele Chatas Rishona. So why do you need this double lashon? This is talking about which kind of Chatas and Ola, the what we call the Karban Ola Viorit. Right, carbonal yored, meaning if you do certain chatos, if she was eidos and she was bitoy, and so was linked to the kachav, you have to bring a chatas bein if you're rich, and a pair of birds if you're poor, chatas and ola, and a mincha if you're very poor. So hereby the pair of birds has a double lashon, implying that this is bona for all cases where you have a chatas and ola to go together, the chatas has to come before the ola, in which case, even if you bring chatas over, but if this doesn't help, you have to bring the ola. The kaimla, the field chatz of but olas behema, even where it's a chatz of and olas behema are the two, and a behema always comes before an oaf, it's more chashiv. Nonetheless, the chatz has to come first. Rav Shani olas mitzora drachman amar behela kohen es olas behela kvar. Now, by a mitzora, it is different, and even though normally, okay, we'll get back to some of the details of this. Even though normally the ola chatz has to come before the ola. By the Ola Mitzora, the Ola comes before the Chatas, says Mehela, which is the Lashon of past tense, meaning he already brought the Ola before the other Karbanos. And therefore, it's no problem, he brought his Ola, brought his Asham, Ola's left the Chatas, and it's the Chatas Oaf, and Rav Chista is okay. Amalei Rav Shambar, Amalei Rav Papa, Lidi Dachta, Rav Malo, Malini, Rosh Shem, Zbeach, Kaimin, Vavdina, Nelson, Gohan, and Dosu, Lidi Kapala, Vavdina, Kapara, according to you, right, who says that he leaves them on the Beach all night, are we going to get up and do something that will lead the Kohanim to attack Allah? Why? What's the color? The Sabri Yomi Yavas. Literally, the Kohanim will think it's just a regular daytime Karbanos, and they'll come to be Makter it at night, and they'll violate the Asay Dashlama. Amar Lei, no problem, Kohanim is reason. Hey, no, the Kohanim is reason they won't violate the Asay Dashlama. We trust the Kohanim to keep track of this. Okay. And then the last question. Amar Lei Rav Ashi, the Rav Kohanim, Amar Lei Rav Hunavari, Rav Nassar, Rav Papa, Rav Kamad, the Lomik, Katri, Emor, Rav Nassi, Ashbi Basar. Until you're right, you leave the Emurim all night till tomorrow. So until you leave the Emurim all night, the Kohanim can't eat the basar because the Kohanim can't eat before quote unquote Hashem eats. How do we know? The time Yochli Kohanim Rishon v'Chazei v'Shokod Matoris Emurim, you might think the Kohanim are allowed to eat the Chazei v'Shokod v'Shlamim before the Emurim v'Shlamim or Nektar. Tamar Lomer Heimka Kohanis Achelu Mizbecha v'Hadar v'Haya Chazei li'Aron Levanim. First you burn the Achelu Mizbech, then the Chazei goes to Aaron and his sons. So this is a general rule, even though here we're talking about we're talking about a chatas. Until you burn the parts in the Mizbeach for Achilas Mizbeach, the Kohanim can't do their Achila. And so what's the big deal if the Kohanim can't eat? Who cares? The problem is, let's find a place. the kavod the kohanim lo achti basar bayim was kapi. If the kohanim don't eat it, then the bayim don't get kapara. The tanya ve'achlo sar shukupar bahem says ve'achlo shem shukupar bahem. The pshutus of mikra just whoever gets forgiveness eats, but the drash is ve'achlo sam and then shukupar bahem through the achila comes the kapara. Well, which kohanim ochlo bayim was kapi. So here's the problem: if you leave it all night until you burn it, you haven't burnt on the death. Since you haven't burned the game more than the death, the kohanim can't eat the basar. Since the kohanim can't eat the basar, the bayim doesn't get kapara. And if the bayim doesn't get kapara, then you haven't accomplished anything. Still mechusar kippurim, so you haven't done anything. So what's the answer? The answer is Amar Lei came into law Efsher. Since it's impossible to be makter the imurim tonight, it's possible tomorrow, but impossible for it. I mean, it's impossible to be makter the imurim in time, right? Because by the time you're makter these imurim, it'll be too late to eat the meat of the chatas, which is only eaten for the day and the night. So since it's impossible to be makter them, asol bichinim lo abdu. They considered it as if the Emurim became tummy or lost the time you yachlid the Emurim shavlo yukan zekamachazushot. Might think the Emurim were lost or tummy, then the Kohanim don't get to eat their portion. The shlomen tabalomer ayachaz the aron vanu kol makom. Okay, the ayachaz the aron vanav me kol makom, and therefore even if on the one hand they only get the chazav shok after the haktar seimur. On the other hand, they get to be without my Tarsi Murim. What's the answer? If you can't be Makhtari Murim, they have to wait for Tarsi Murim. But if you can't be Makhtari Murim, they're tummy or lost, then they are allowed to eat the Chazan Shuk right away. Here, since you can't be Makhtari Murim tonight in the Asay Dashlama, they can eat it right away, and there's no problem. We have solved our problem. Okay. So good for now. So that's. I just want to analyze a little this Gemara. First of all, I'll point out that we, you know, a lot of this is against the backdrop of the big machlokes we mentioned last time. Is an akev, is an not akev, right? Tosos and Menachos used our Gemara as a proof that the Seid HaShlama is not ma'akev. Why? He said if it was pasul, you can't be docha a psul. Like, just think about this. Imagine that. The Mechusik Kippurim, all he had to bring was a Baal Mum. So can he doch the Isser Baal Mum, which doesn't have Kares, in order for him to eat a Karpesa, which doesn't have Kares? It doesn't work that way, because you can be doch an Isser, you can be doch a Psoul. A Psoul is a fact, right? Let's say it was only 6 days old, right? That's called Mechusar Zman. Can be doch the Isser Mechusar Zman for Pesach, which has Kares? No, I mean, without getting into technicalities, it just doesn't make sense. You can be doch an Isser. You can't be doch a Heft of Pasul, right? You can't be doch a Psoul. So the Tosafos of Menachos wanted to use our Gemara as a proof that the Aseid HaShlama is not Ma'akev. It's an Isser L'Chachila, but it doesn't pass the Karban, because after we see that you can push it aside, and the Karban is valid. Okay, the stipler here that was in the brackets discusses whether there's a good proof or there's not a good proof. The truth is that this depends. There are actually three possibilities, right? You could say that Hikriv, Achar, all of these are in Tosos, right? It's very hard to have these shitas, because like there's no shitas, there's no Rishonim, hardly any Rishonim on this. There are one or two Rishonim here and there, just many, many days in Tosos. Each Tosos is like 6 days, and we can't even keep track of them or name them. But Achar, Tamid Shel Bein Harayim, and Lechora, or before Tamid Shel Shachar. So you could say it is Kosher. You shouldn't have done it, but it's Kosher B'Dievet. You could say it's possible we grew up on, right? That was the maskana of Tosfos, in, or the last day of Tosfos in Menachos. Or you could say that it's possible we got a Raisa, which is the earlier day of Tosfos in Menachos, right? Why does he have to give answers to everything else? Why does he have to say, why do you need the case? Why do you need the soul of that if you shaft Kari Shlomi before you open the door, before you open the Pesach Ol Moed? It's possible, if it was possible to say that Shlomi. Says, yeah, it is possible to say the Shlomi. This is necessary for if you open the door, shut the tongue and close the doors. He's assuming that it's possible to raise it. So obviously, if you take this case, then our soy is nicha if it's kasha b'dievet, or even if it's possible to rabbanan, as Tosu says, the Shlomar, well, it's not immediately. If you say it's kasha, then it's kasha, just an insert. An insert can be nitfen. If you say it's possible to rabbanan, then as Tosu says, ye Shlomar, de lo gazru. Heicha, the E-F-Shoy. That's the Lashon of Tosfos, right? Meaning, it's a psul to Rabbanan, the D-F-Ed. It only goes to that psul Darabanan stam if people did the wrong thing and people messed up. There were gozel of psul Darabanan in a case where they thought it was necessary, like there was a dechia that it was worth doing when Chazal made their halachic judgment using the right principle inside a taka. You should violate a seidah shlama. Obviously, in that case, they weren't gozer of psul b'diavad. But if you say it's possibly the raisa, then our sugya becomes exceedingly difficult. And then, so says the cycler here, right here, the first one in the fifth barak, it depends why it's sort of possibly the raisa. Right? The question is, why is it possibly the raisa? After all, it doesn't say anywhere that it's possible, that it's possible, right? There's no shina lama kasalaki. Tosir is a happy to meet in the morning, there's shina lama kasalaki. Doesn't seem to be in the afternoon, shina lama kasalaki. So why is it possible? So, Tosas never actually says why is possible with the Raisa. Why is possible with the Raisa? So, you can make up whatever you want. I'm sure if Chaim here was here, he would tell us in the Masifta what everyone says, but he's not with us today. You could theoretically say, based on the happening of our Tosos, that it is Shina Lama Kasalaki. The Torah says twice to bring the Tom Shachar first. One, Milvar Lassa Boker Shol Lassa Tamita, so it's able to bring it before Mosven. And one, Ha'ola Rishona, that Shina Lama Kasalaki. But even though it doesn't say twice in the afternoon, so there's one unified din that counts as Shina Lama Kasalaki. That would be a big stretch. If you said, you know, Shina Alav Hakasov La'akev, then our Gemara would be difficult. Our Gemara would be very problematic. Or if you said, like I suggested, it's Bidin Mechoser Zman. We know Mechoser Zman is Ma'akev. And therefore it's Mechoser Zman. The time hasn't come yet. Again, this is not a regular Mechoser Zman. It's a big finish to call Mechoser. It's a big finish to Shino Mechoser Ma'akev. Because Pashas, the two psuk and Tosa starts with here in Dibra Asma Ola, are really coming at different angles, one form or another. Like Tosa says, one is Haktara, and one is Shita, or something else. And even if there are two psuk, those are in the morning, locked up in the afternoon, it's a big finish to call because there's not. Because there's not means the animal's too young, or the time for being makrovit, like a special day, hasn't come yet. It doesn't just mean it's like in the wrong order. But, says the Gilas Yaakov, he says, no. Who remembers the Tumura? Who was here for Tumura? Okay, who remembers the only famous Sugya in Tumura? What is the only famous Sugya in Sefer Tumura? Right. Kol Mil says, Arachon lo Sa'avid, whatever the Torah told you not to do, I Avid Mahani, I Avid lo Mahani, I Avid lo Mahani, right. In most Yeshivas, that's the only Sugya they know in Sefer Tumura. So, says the Stipler, yeah, there is a day in Tosus that's Ma'akev and Daraisa, but we did what? We did, because we pasken like Rava, Chomilsa, the Amar Rachmana, Lo Tavid, E Avid, Lo Mahani, whatever the Torah tells you about to do, if you do it, it doesn't work. Torah told you not to bring a carbon before the Tumah Shel Shachar and after the Tumah Shel Minhagim. If you bring it, it doesn't work. Because you did something the Torah told you not to do. If so, then already, says the cycle, then our Gemara makes sense. When the Torah told you not to do it, it's not that it fundamentally is possible. It's only possible because you went against what the Torah told you to do. So when the Torah told you not to do it, then you have the Mahani. When there's a Dechia and the Torah allowed you to do it, right, then you could say, Nicha. It's obvious, right? Then our sugi makes a lot of sense. De'im nidche asei de'hashlama az eino milsa ta'amarechmana lo tavid. Meaning, it's not that it's wrong because it's possible. It's possible because it's wrong. And so when it's right, then it's not possible. That basically says, if you're going to agree with the day in Tosus that's possibly the right side, you're going to have to say it's not possible for an internal reason. It's possible for an external reason. Because that way you can explain our sugya. And then he gets another benefit out of that. He says, now I can also, and of course, yes, why Tosus did this, now I can also explain the stira between the Tosefta and the Gemara Pesachim verses, the Gemara Menachos, remember, Sefer Pesachim says Pasul. The Gemara Pesachim, I give a day, says Pasul. The Gemara Menachos has a Baye saying, it's only a mitzvah of the Alman Zama'akev. So that's the spike we can answer that stira. Abaye is the one who said, Kom Nelson Amar Kwan Lotam, and Yom Behani. That's Abaye, the Shitase. So that's a, it, okay, you can learn forever. If it's such a good answer, why didn't Tulsa answer that, etc. Okay, but we're not going to. We don't usually do that. But anyway, it's a very nice answer. With Fizer, right? The side benefit, the fringe benefit is Nicha Astira Min Nachos Afmentes D'Abaye Hu Sha'amar Sham She'eno Ma'akev. Okay, that's the very nice top of the stipler. Normally, we wouldn't say it's only because we eat Sa'ubah Mahani. Normally, we would think it's some intrinsic, internal principle. But in order to explain our sugya, it's a little difficult. Of course, the other answer is just that it's not close. The sugya of our sugya holds not right.
Question requires you to know about that. Right? So this concept doesn't exist by kachim.
You're saying a kolmil sarah from the lusavri of the mahani shouldn't exist by kachim because it's against the rule of shina lamakasa ba'akif. But usually shina lamakasa ba'akif is not when the Torah told me not to do something. Here's what's tricky. It's when the Torah told you to do something. So that's different. When the Torah told you to do something, you need to say it twice to be ma'akim. But here you'd have to assume, right? What's the chiddush? If the Torah told you to do something, you need shino l'makas ma'akim. Of course you don't say yom lo ha'an. Why do you want to say yom lo ha'an? Say the Torah told you not to do something. Don't bring it to the right time. But I'd be saying, no, maybe the Torah told you to do something. After all, it's not saying. So tzarchion on the, okay, we'll have to do the field sack a little bit tzarchion. In which case, our Gemara is going to be a little difficult because if there's some fundamental reason why it's possible to write, so why does our Gemara think you can be Dofa? It can't be Dofa of Sul. It can only be Dofa and Isser. Right? If it's possible, the whole government is possible. Nothing you can do about it. So unless you would just have to say, the Yish Lomar B'Dofak. But it's a little tricky to say it's not folks that's so good. Because then Tosafot have no kashas. Okay, believe it's our Ian. Our sugya seems to be a good proof that it's not possible to raisa. Ah, what are all those days in Tosafot it is possible to raisa, I think. Sorry, yeah, I guess this, you know, it's our Ian. Let's say it's not folks that's so good. Okay, for Yish Lomar, the machlokas. It's not close to Sugyas. Okay, but our Gemara seems to be a good proof that it's at least not possible to raise.
There's still a fourth Shita.
The Shita that it is possible is assuming it's possibly called Bechol. Okay. Let us then analyze the main machlokas in our Gemara. Then we have machlokas in the Chamer of Yishmael ben Osher Yochanan ben Broka. Simple shot is that Yishmael ben Osher Yochanan ben Broka might allow chatzis behema, might not. That depends if you believe Rav Papa or Rav Chisda, but he definitely allows at least chatzis ha'ulf. And the Chachamim don't allow even chatzis ha'ulf. So what's the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka? Right, why did the Chachamim not allow on a regular day? And Rishol ben Yishmael ben Broka allows on a regular day, at least in Chatas Ha'uf, right? L'kuli Alma, he allows Chatas Ha'uf. So what is the yisod of the machlokas? What's the yisod of the machlokas between them? Here it is not so clear. There's Sefer Mishpros Kahuna, we quoted that once before. I didn't remember who the Mishpros Kahuna was, right? We said it was like the big double in Tunisia, right? He struggled with this, and I think he says something that is not so mainstream. He says, "In Yisrael, the fees of my pleas on account of your small but also real broken. Chaimon came to our papa, the Nira, to Rav Chisda, plead me." Okay, so Rav Chisda, he can handle. Okay, what does he say for Rav Chisda? He says, right, for the Chatzis Behema, okay, let's figure out Olas Hov, right? Chatzis Hov. Right? Chacham said, Aser, Mutar Bein Lor Papa Bein Lor Chizka. So why the Chacham Aser Chatzov? I understand, we'll see in a minute, there's many ways to disagree with our Papa. Our Papa is a big Chiddush. Rav Chizka seems pretty straightforward. There's no problem of a Leah Hakter, Kalakarans Kulam, because you're not Nakter a Chatzov. So what's the problem? So, says the Mishra Skuhuna, well, first, what's a svara? The svara is very poshut. Is that there's no asay de hashlama because there's no haktara. So what do the chacham say that? So says the Mishmaros Kahuna. Well, what's the poshut? Says the Mishmaros Kahuna. He says that chacham have a technical problem. What's their technical problem? He says, yeah. Says the Mishmaros Kahuna. They theoretically agree. Yeah, really? You could. Not theoretically agree. They agree. You could bring a chatas over after the Tamashal Yerbaim, not violating the Seyed HaShlomo, because you're not doing any haktara. There's no Allah haktar, or really Allah HaShlomo. But it's not behektar. It's not behektar of Chalvei HaShlomo. Really, Chum agree, but they have a technical problem. Because we just said for Rav Chizka that the Ola Sa'of of the Mitzorah can come before the Chatas. They hold the Ola has to come after the Chatas. Theoretically agree, but they hold that Ola is always after Chatas. So it's not practically helpful. Right? They theoretically agree. Yeah, theoretically you can bring a chatzah over after the Torah Shalvei Arba'im because you're not burning anything as bad. It's not a violation of the Seyed HaShlomo. However, it's not going to help because we hold the Ola is always after the chatzah. In which case, you want to shach, if you bring the chatzah and you don't bring the Ola, then you still have a chosr kippur, you haven't accomplished anything. And if you bring the chatzah and the Ola, then you violate the Seyed HaShlomo because the Ola has been burnt on the Shbeach. So you can bring a chatzah over, it's just not useful to bring a chatzah over. Because a chatas ha'ov has to be before the ola, and now you can't bring the ola, because the ola is a violation of Seyed HaShlomo, so you haven't accomplished anything. That's the Mishmaros Kahuna answers. That's how he explains the Chachamim. But what would you have thought is the Pashut shot in why the Chachamim disagreed with Rishon Nosh Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka? What would you have said? Would you have said Mishmaros Kahuna? Yeah, or at least Shita and Zrika, right? The most Achronim say that no, they disagree fundamentally, right? Who implies that they disagree fundamentally? That it's not only Haktara that's Usher after the Tamil Shabbat Arbayim, but it's really even the Avodah Saddam. Perhaps the Rambam certainly sounds that way, right? What's the Lush of the Rambam? Right? Ah, okay, hold that thought. What is the Lush of the Rambam? Says the Rambam. Notice the change of the Rambam. Also, the hacker of carbon cloud code in Tom Shul Shachar. You're not allowed to be macker of any carbon for Tom Shul Shachar. The low shocht in carbon after Tom Shul Bein Arbayim. And you can't shech the carbon after the Tom Shul Bein Arbayim, Chutz Bram Pesach Levado, etc. And then he adds the say the Karis is going to say Shema Karis, the Chutz Bram Bera Pesach. What does our say? Ain't shocht in after Tom Shul Bein Arbayim. Ain't shocht in, because that even though there's no Haktara, there's still an Isser of Shechita. Right? So the Pashtus is, let's say the Rambam, is that no. They theoretically disagree. Or let's say better, they fundamentally disagree. Even Shkita is Asura after Tamid Shel Bein Ha'arbayim. Right, they say it, Rabbi Yoshua, but also Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka thinks it's all about the Haktara. Only the Haktara is within the Seyed HaShlomo. And the Chachamim think it's also an Isser of, it's also Shechita's Asur. Okay, exactly why the Chachamim think that Shechita is Asur. Here, it's not so clear. As Shmuel pointed out, the Mishnah Melech seems to have two days about this. After he does say, also like we have in Borden for the Machlokes, the Sugya for this Ma'akib or not, interestingly, he wants to say the Rambam thinks it's not Ma'akib because he never says it is. And it's the Machlokes of the Sugyas, you know, Paskin, like the Josefta that says that it's that it's puzzled. Then he says, why is Shkita Aser? Fisha in a Yachod Lizro, Inami Lahakir. Okay, it's a little unclear. Something the Inamis mean. Also, or to mean alternatively, I'm going to read this alternatively. So he says, well, you can't sheft because you can't do Zerika. Because Shechita is not Navoda, the Zerika that's not Zerika. Okay, that's the fundamental the same way. Let's say even Shechita. Let's say better. Fundamentally, you disagree because even Avodas Hadam is Asur Surah Avoda after Tamid Shobay Harbay. So maybe there is a fundamental machlokas here, right? Says the truth is you could have just said Shechita Asur. Mishnah Melech, but I'm not going to quibble with you. It's not the Shechita that's Asur, because Shechita is not really an Avoda, it doesn't need a Kohen. It's really the Zerika that's Asur. Okay, but Shechita and Zerika are together, Avodas Hadam, as opposed to Haktar. His second day, I don't understand at all, because his second day, he says that, just because it won't be able to be makter later. So the Rama holds that Lina is, Ella's brochures on the Mizbeach, that it'll become possible overnight, even on the Mizbeach. Therefore, there's no point, you know, tempering carbon if you're not going to be able to do the Haktara. This is a little unclear, what about Chatzos Of? Unless the Rama thinks you can bring a Chatzos Of, you just can't bring part of the Mishkita, which would then be a big finish. So according to the second day of the Mishnah Melech, it could be no. The Rambam's problem is only Haktara, and you just can't bring things that need Shechita like behemos, but you can bring Chatzos Of. But that would be very, very difficult. I'm not inclined to accept this second shot because then the Rambam should have said you could be closer to Purim on a regular day if it's Chatzos Of, unless somehow he gets it to work out that it never happens. So let's assume like the first day, and the Mishnah Melech is basically trying to turn the Rambam into here. Like you could bring a Chatzos Of, he didn't say anything. He just said the problem is only Haktara. The only reason you don't bring it is you don't check that you can't do Haktara, but then you have to come to some answer for the Chatzos Of. So we'll go with the first day of Mishnah Melech.
Couldn't you say that? It's just a side problem, and Kol Amoed Lizrok is Zaruf Dami, and it's not the problem in Zrika. It's an external problem that you can't do it because it's not the right time.
But what's the problem even? Why is it that? What do you mean Kol Amoed Lizrok is Zaruf Dami? What's the problem with Zrika? Zrika's not Haktara. So I don't think we've gotten any place yet.
Let's say the places of the
Okay. Right. Okay. Could be. Basically, the feed Perush Bays, the Mishnah Melech, the Rambam also holds. The Rak Haktara Asura the Tzarech Ion Lama Lo Pasak Ki Rabbi Shmuel Beno Shel Rabbi Yochanan Ben Bruka. Okay, let's point that out, right? We'll do this a little. Side point, according to Mishnah Melech, second shot, the Rambam also thinks only Haktara is Asura. He doesn't really think of it as a Dabi's Asura. Tzarech Ion, like he didn't bring Mishnah Melech, so he doesn't bring Broka, maybe because of Mishmo's Gomez reason, maybe because of Shiach, but there's Tush shot in the Rambam that he really thinks the Shiach is a problem. That there was a Dham is a problem. There's a third. And why does he only say that in the afternoon and not in the morning? So I have a different way. I think it's Tush what the answer is to your case. Because in the morning, it's also Lahakriv, which means any kind of Hakrav. In the morning, Porto Shabbat also do any akrava. You can't do Shechita, you can't do Zrika, you can't do Haktari, you can't do anything. But before Tom Shabbat, it's only Asur Shech. If you already shechted in Zorik Adam, you're allowed. That's the end of our Gemara before the next Mishnah, right? Before the next, before the Mishnah. The next line before we left from the Gemara. Because in the afternoon, if you're already shechted, you're allowed to finish doing the Haktari afterwards. So that's, I think it's Pasha line. Okay. Perhaps in that second opinion, perhaps, but you know, it doesn't have to be because that's exercise cost from the next line that we almost got to in our Gemara, right? Okay, the Turei Evan in Rosh Hashanah also says that he thinks that he doesn't say the Rambam in my Turei Evan in the computer. There's a little footnote that says the Baruch Tam writes this is the sheet of the Rambam. He says he thinks it's really awesome with the Raisa. He doesn't think it's so pasha, but Tosa says only the Tara is Aser. I think Mori didn't go far enough when he put it on that sheet. It's like the next paragraph. The Chazan Ish, I noticed, he says it's, I actually brought it in. Sorry, I didn't put it in the Kuros. In Simon Lamed Gimel Sif Dalid. He wants to make a compromise. Menachos Lamed Gimel Dalid. He says, no. Me to Arisa agree that only Haktara is Asura, but Midrabanan, they were gozer on Shchita Atu Haktara. Even on Chatas Of, which doesn't have Haktara. You know, Susan, why don't we go to the Malik of Chatas Of? After all, there's no, they're going in general. Don't bring any karbanas unless you come bring back for some karbanas. Afilo Bechatas Of. Otto Haktara. Okay, so he's saying basically the same thing as that could be Pshat and Ram also. Ram doesn't stay with Karbanas and Karbanas. Remember, according to the base L, everything's Karbanas. Right? So that's the Chazan Ish says here. Says the to explain the shita of the chachamim, he says b'loma polytanakama yishlomer deisgarabanan ika afals rika ilka gamchatz ofas from garabanan tanakam is really dem yidid rei b'makom mitzvah lechilas kachim. Okay, the here goes our shrika. Okay, shrika and shita generally go together, right? Let's go up with the avod v'sadam, right? As opposed to hakataras. There goes our Bodhis Adam, Atu. That's what he thinks. So we have three possible shot in the Chachamim. Either they agree only on the Tara Zasser, and they agree Chatz Sa'ov is Mutter. They said a technical problem doesn't help you in Chatz Sa'ov because you always need to bring the Ola afterwards, you can't bring the Ola. Or Shan the Ramah to Re'ev. No, fundamentally, think Aseda Shlama, Aleh Hashling means not just Hashling Ola Haktar, the original content of the Chatz Sa'ov and Seder Aracha, but Hashling all the Avodos. You have to do all avodos for Tamas Shalvein Arbayin. You can't do any avodos after Tamas Shalvein Arbayin. Or Midaraisa, it's only Haktara that's also after Tamas Shalvein Arbayin, but Midrabanan, they were gozer in avodos up to Haktara. Basically, it could be the machlokas between, again, it could be machlokas and Xerat Rabbanan. The Chazan Ish even thinks they both think Xerat Rabbanan. They just argue with making Xerat Rabbanan the Mokum Mitzvah. Or it could be, this is the technicality of the Dinim of Mitzorah, or it could be Shaman the Rambam, that the Rambam, where does the Rambam get any shoft in anything? The stomach from our Gemara, the fact that we don't hold like we don't pass like Rishma, but don't show the upper broka. So the machlok is whether the Aseda Hashlama, right? The Hashlama, what is Aser? What is Aser in this Aseda Hashlama? What's the thing that's Aser to do? Haktara, because the original context is H Tamid to Kalvasta is what you burn in the fire, or clearly also Haktara, they end up saying not Haktara, but even Avodas Adam. Yes, the context is Haktara, but really this transcends just the Seder Maharacha. It's not just part of the Seder Maharacha, this is the Seder Yom Bechlal, and in our Sugya, this would be. In shell of Yochanan ben Broka. And as far as the Chachamim, and the Chazon Ish refuses as Xerah D'Rabbanan. This Tosfos seems to be not on the Rambam's side here, because if you remember, Tosfos, the Masechta Ola Ola Rishona, when he asked why do you need a separate pasuk to say that the Tzvidim are Kodim Musafin, Yilvan Allah Sabo Mishav Lasa Tzvitas was Ela, and a separate pasuk of Ola Ola Rishona, right? Then Tosfos has two answers he rejects. And then his two answers he accepts, and his second answer that Tosfos accepts, seems to be the more mainstream answer. Most Tosfos and Shas Inami called the Hacha Lakdamas Haktara, the Haktara Sigar Hale Ola, called the Tatar Lakdamas Shita, the Tasos Eile, Basias Hadam Siv. Right? Tosfos definitely seems to be on this side. Tosfos knows we pass like the Chacharim. So, Tosfos would be against the Rambam. Tosfos, he knows it all like Chacham. I don't think anyone thinks he passed like the Rambam. So, Yochanan ben Broka. Tosfos, different maskal ha'ola, and many places in Shas, assumes that it's a din haktara. Therefore, he did after the Chachamim, either like the Mishmaros Kahuna, or like the Chazon Ish again in Siman Lamed Gimel and Menachos. Let me just Siman Lamed Gimel Kachem. One set of Siman that goes straight through. By definition, it's Menachos there. Or like the Mishmaros Kahuna, or like the Chazon Ish. This comes up a few other places. I'll just point out that this, yeah.
Why don't we say that the one that concludes is saying that piece of Chata still works, piece of Hashem was.
Meaning the Chacham really agree, they just weren't talking about weirdo kentas.
Yeah.
You could say that the Chacham really agree, they just weren't talking about weirdo kentas, but it's a little funny because it's one brisa, right? I mean, in one brisa, what does it say? Usually in one price there's a Tanakama and another Tana, he's arguing, he's not just explaining, right? We know whatever he says about Medvar Mamurem, we have Masori, he's only explaining. But if somebody say you could say that, but it's dog. Because generally if a Tana just says Stam, then he's arguing. I guess theoretically what you could say is, according to our Papa, maybe the Chachamim and Rishon and Noshim Rishon are really arguing about Chatas Behima, and they both admit about Chatas Ha'ov. So you could say, according to Rav Papa, maybe they both admit about Chatas Ha'ov. And then they're only, the Chachamim, according to Rav Papa, are just Rishon and Noshim Rishon, according to Rav Chisda. So you could say that they really agree. That's certainly possible. I think I might even saw that in the Ephraim someplace. What? But it doesn't sound that way from the Gemara, no? Yeah.
You see how the folks embrace it.
Maybe say they're not arguing. You know, he's just making weirdo kenta. Tanakama wasn't the weirdo kenta. That's dachuk. It's just dachuk to say they're not arguing. They just weren't thinking. In two different prices, that's fine. They weren't thinking the word case, and he was thinking the word case. But in one price, where he comes and says, you know, he should have said, I made a hard word or something. It's possible, but it's dachuk. But maybe you could say, you know, Ulai Yesh Lomar De Chachamim. A maskimim lahatir katas ha'ov. I think that's impossible if you're a chista, because then there's no machlokas in the brisa, right? But maybe if you're a papa, but that's still dachah. Pashtus is this machlokas between them. Okay, I just want to point out that this question also ties into the flip side of the issue, which is, before we come back to this, is it usher to be makter before the avodas hadam of the tamid shel bein arbayim, or before the haktar zevar of the tamid shel bein arbayim? Let's say they were zorik the dam of the tamid shel bein arbayim at 4 p.m. and they were very busy. I know it says tamid nishchat shmonu mechta v'nikra teisha mechta. Even in that case, shmonu mechta teisha mechta. All of a sudden, the guy comes panting to the Beis HaMikdash, am I too late for the carbon? right? The reminds me of my college days. My college days were a lot of memories of other Orthodox Jews who were, I guess, a little more collegiate than I am, running around before Shkia, you know, whether it be looking for their tefillin or, you know, looking for Parsha Zohar or whatever it may be, right? My college memories, you know, the guy knocking on the door 3 minutes before Shkia. Did I miss Parsha Zohar? We went back on the Parsha Zohar again. But not for sure we're not. Okay, anyway, enough nostalgia. Let me just clarify. I was not one of those fellas. I was the gabbai in college. The job of the gabbai in college was at Yishtabach, when there are 6 men in shul, to call up 4 guys and tell them we have 9 men in shul and we're just waiting for them. And I got away with it. With a lot of siyach d'shmaya. Anyway, back to the guy comes panting to the Beis HaMikdash at 9 hours between the Zrikas Adam and the Ketores Eivarim. Is it too late? I have this really important carbon I have to bring, right? So, is the deadline the Zrikas Adam of the Tamil Shabbat Arbayim or the Ketores Eivarim Bein Arbayim? Keep in mind, theoretically, if things are... you know, if there's a balagan or something, then kiho lama bilma be'achol alayla arboker. They could be makter b'tamid shalvein arbayim, and this was the normal routine, at 4 a.m. also, right? Before any time till losa shachar. So all that time, can I bring another carbon or not, is exceedingly unclear. the Marach or Zeruah actually talks about this, the one I have. It's a very strange Shut Marach or Zeruah. I'm not sure why. It's like old Simon Shut Marach or Zeruah. He just takes our Gemara and Daphne test and interprets 3 lines of it. And doesn't even finish interpreting the 3rd line. Just asks a question, doesn't answer. But he does say here, the Aleh Hashlein, he asks, why don't we say the Gemara is about to ask a question, right? How can it be Makhdur Olayim? It's after the Tom Shalvein Arbayim. He says, why not just say they haven't been Makhdur? They weren't Tom Shalvein Arbayim yet. So he says in the second paragraph, "Lamotzim mishigam revert tamed lohikar alayla da leh hashling machma kodesh she yaskel b'tamed shalvein arbayim zorf lahashling v'afilu kodesh she tassel." That's from Rav or Zeruah says, "Afilu kodem she tassel." That's literally 1 day in Tosos. Also, you have to die a lot of days in the Tosos we saw last time because they have many different answers. So he says, "What is the deadline? The deadline is shechitas tamed shalvein arbayim." However, in Tosos, when they ask all those questions, remember, he had the whole series of questions. Why do you need to apostle the apostle Shlomo and Shechta before the doors opened? After all, before the Tumid. Why do you need to apostle Malika if it's at night? After all, if it's at night, it's after the Tumid Shalvein Arbayim and before the Tumid Shal Shachar, etc. And one answer in Tosos, obviously not the other answer in Tosos, so that makes it a machlokas between the Bali Tosos. But if I can find my... 1 second. Yeah, these Tosim. One answer in Tosos is Bahashta Nicha. Dahani, he quotes our Gemara. Our Gemara shows it in Haktorah. Chenir Devadai, sorry, at least in Bein Arbayim. Chenas Rishon, the most Lachan, Chatzah Ochin, Argum Chatzah Oth. So therefore, he quotes our Gemara. Nicha, the Pasuk only told me Haktorah, Glomakvel Haktorah, only Haktorah is a problem. The hashda nicha, the hani ayri b'shol hikter ta'atamid, the akhtar zimur kala laila. The answer is, because you weren't makter the tamid shalvein arbayim yet, because you have all night to be makter the yimurim, and therefore, until you were makter the yimurim, the tamid shalvein arbayim, it's still mutter. So that's 1 day in Tosos. So it seems this is sort of the other side of the question, right? Aser after what? Right? Haktaras Evare Tamid Shelbein Harbayim or Zrikas Hadam or Shkita, right? Let's just Avodas Hadam Shel Tamid Shelbein Harbayim. This is clearly the Marach or Zeruah. That means Rav Chaim Sotheby or Zeruah. And this is
Deya Ephod in Tosos and Menachos and etc. It's clear Tosos gives different answers. So there seems to be 2 days of Tosos. Marachar Zohar explicates one side of that. Tosos and Menachos says very explicitly one side of that is one of his answers. You know, is it usher until you're mocked in the Talmud Shalvin Arbayim or until you're shofet or Zohar did not in the Talmud Shalvin Arbayim? That seems to be the question. Is Seda Shlomo more oriented towards the Seder Amaracha, towards how you burn things on those Mizbeach, or just the Seder in general, the Avodas Hayom, Beface Elokeinu? It doesn't have to be totally Hagaha, meaning if the simple shot is, either that should be mocked or anything after you're mocked in the Talmud Shalvin Arbayim, or that you shouldn't be bringing the chaper, bring the dam of a carbon before the dam of the Talmud Shalvin Arbayim. But it's not necessarily totally Havaha. That's why I didn't put it on the same diagram. You could say no. You're not allowed to do anything. You're not allowed to do anything even after the dam after the Torah or Talmud Shalvin Arbayim. I mean, after you finish the Talmud Shalvin Arbayim, you can't do anything. Or you can't be mocked or anything after you start the Talmud Shalvin Arbayim. So it's definitely possible, but the simple shot would be just to go down one column or the other, either it's in Haktor, it's in Zrika. That ties into the next line of the Gemara. Let's just read the next line of the Gemara. Can't you ask the same question in the morning? Is it also to Sheft or is it only also to Makter? Meaning maybe it should be fine to Sheft and Zorik the Dam. You guess the same two questions in the morning. Okay, so hold that thought for a second. Let's just read one more line in the Gemara. Says the next line in the Gemara, where we left off, Rav Kahana Rami brings a steer of Sivlo Yodin Chedim Chagi at Boker. At Boker, Uplo Yodin, Hakala Laila Kula Yodin. You can't leave the Chelev all night, which means you can be Makter all night. And this Dormech Chelev Chagi, like a Chagiga. Does anything, does it? No. It's like the closed door button in the elevator. You can burn the Ivarim the Chagiga all night, but you can't because Ale Hashli. Uksiva Hitrola Chalveh Shlom, Ale Hashli called Garbanus Kulam. So it's a steer. How can you say you can be Machter all night if you can't be Machter all night because you can't bring you after Tom Shalin or Bayim? Okay, Kisheni Tosru. What does this mean, Kisheni Tosru, is the big question. Almost to the rabbit, almost to the time. I should do weddings. What does it mean, Shin Tosru? Kishini Tosru. What's Pshat? So what we're saying is that, what is Rashi saying, Shini Tosru? How can you be mocked at the Chilav Chagigo all night? After all, you can't do it after Tom Shmein Arbayim, says Rashi. Tosru, mikarbono shen nizrak daman kodim tamid. As long as you zrik as adam before the tamid, v'lo espiku lahakrif, even if you didn't have a chance to bring the Chilav yet, to be mocked, they weren't yet. The chaim and you're like, Rob, okay, says Rashi, and pretty much almost all the Rishonim that I know, and the Maharaj Zohar, etc. Says Rashi and the Rishonim, and this is clearly the Rambam, right? What does the Rambam say? This is the Diuk of the Rambam. Why does the Rambam say in Shochtin, Acher Tomei Shalvin Arbayim? Because it's okay to be makter after Talmud Shalvin Arbayim. You just can't shecht after Talmud Shalvin Arbayim. And that's what the Rambam says. He says, in shochtin, shom karban achar Talmud Shalvin Arbayim, but he adds, he
He adds very clearly, Kshini Tosru. What does Kshini Tosru mean? Tivu Safet Aleph Vav. If I recall correctly. He says, Afi Shein Shochden Achar Tomash Shein Arbayim, Maktirin Kol Dover Roy Laktar Kol Yom. You can't be Shochden after being Arbayim, but you can be Makter. I mean, if you shech before Tomash Shein Arbayim, you can be Makter afterwards. Well, Maktirin Ber Holos Vayim Mor Rechatsi Alayla, and until midnight, and that midnight is only Darbana, and you remember the very first Mishnah in Shas, right? That's really all night, but we should do it till midnight to stay away from that very first Mishnah. Is that only it is. Okay. So Rashi, the Rambam, says that Emzara Kadam Kodem Hatamid Motor Lehakir Ha'ivarim or Ha'imurim Achar Hatamid. Okay, that's the first Rambam. That's something else who's lost. You can't do anything with Tomashal Shachar. You can't shecht if the Tomashal Bar and Bayim, but you can be makter if the Tomashal Bar and Bayim because Kshini Tosru. This implies that this sort of cuts against everything we've been saying until now. We just said, or at least the mainstream approach, right? This works very well for. And what we learn from Dr. the Rambam, Tori Evan says, that's Nicha. Ah, Nitosu is very Nicha. Right? Yeah, only the devil is Hadam is in the Aseda Shlomo. You can't Shecht and Zorit the Dam before Tom Shal Shachar or after Tom Shmei Arbayim. When you're Makter, you can do any time. Oh, the original context of the Pasuk is Haktara. I'm saying that's the original context of the Pasuk. The Hector Olav. Arach is also putting on the fire. Hector that's the original context. But the drasha, like many things in Torah Shalmek, or the Judaism, darshan things are not with the Judah Shalmekra. So the drasha transcends the Judah Shalmekra context. So this is Nicha din Nitosu. All right. Then you have till the morning. To be makter, no Rashi. Until the morning to be makter, the anchor is just the avodas hadam. If you're going to say, like we said in Tosos, though, then no, even the rabbanan agrees very shmuel also reyochan and broke. I'm not so worried about shmuel and also reyochan and broke. He always said you don't hold like him. Maybe he would have said a different shot. Although he still has to deal with the rabbi of sukkim, he still has the same sukkim that we do. But he certainly for shmuel and also reyochan and broke. And how about for Tosos and Riridayim? Must say the chacham agree. So, what shot in Nitosru? Here it gets a little funny. If the Isser is, it's fine. You're allowed to do Shkita and Tzrika after Tom Shmein Arbayim, right? You're just not allowed to do Haktara. Not allowed to burn any meat on the Mizbeach. But you're allowed to burn meat on the Mizbeach. You're just not allowed to do... you're just not allowed to do Shita. So it's a little funny. Like, on Amun Aleph, we concluded, because not Amun Aleph, said, and we didn't fundamentally disagree. We all disagreed as Xero, we had some technical problem with the Ola. And Tosa said, look, this is only about Haktara. So if this is only about Haktara, then what's Pshat? So, what's Pshat in Tosru? So, I think you have to say, what do you say?
You can't do both.
You can't do both. Clearly, that's going on. It's only us who do both Shkita and Zrika to do the whole process of the Tom Shulia Arbayim, which is a little funny. Why should only us do the whole process? So, I think maybe you say it a little shy. Who is bothered by this? I think who agrees with Rashi? Let's just say it like this. Liman the Omar. Aser Lizrok Hadam Achar Hatamid Nicha. Why is it Nicha? Aser Lizrok Umotr Lahakter. But Liman the Omar that Mutter Lizrok Hadam
Minotaur at least, right? Theoretically. Osir Lahaktir. Right? It's a little difficult. Kasha. You say it's only Osir to do the whole process from Zrika Saddam through Haktara. Yeah, is possible, but I think Rashi, I think it can prove that Rashi holds like Tosus in this. Because what does Rashi say here? Rashi adds something that doesn't seem necessary. Right? This would be the Rambam. Right? According to what you're reading it. This would be Tosos and lots of Achronim you can add. So, near to me, you would add Rashi to this. Why? It's our flow mark to Rashi, because what does Rashi say here that's not necessary? Rashi says, since it's near Lakrava, therefore that counts as Nikrav Hakrava, meaning Haktara, right? Since it was nearer, right, the Nikra means Haktara in our Mishnah, Tom and Nishnah for Nikra. Right? Since it was near Haktara, that counts as it was ready Nikta before the Tomas Oyer Bayim. Real Nishnah would be Makbid before the Tomas Oyer Bayim. But if it's near Haktara beforehand, that counts. Kalo Omeg Lahaktir, Kim Mukhtar Dummy. Tzorah Lom Karashi, the call Shanera Lahaktara, Kilo. Nektar, Kodem, Haptomid. Right, so I think the fact that Rashi needs to say this, why doesn't Rashi just say, since it was already Nikrav, who cares? The Haktar Seivar and the Haktar Seivar is not Ma'akin Kavar, it's not so important. The only thing that's important is the Yavodah Saddam. Why does Rashi say, since it's near Lakrava, it's already considered Muslim? Because Rashi before holds like Tulsos. Rashi holds it's in Haktara. So, what do you have to say? Maybe like Rashi. That it's really the Haktara. It's really the Haktara that's usher afterwards. But if it was near the Haktara beforehand, it's not that we really care about this group beforehand. If we care about once it's near the Haktara beforehand, there it's as if it's Mukhtar and there's no problem, even though you're Makhtar it later, as if you're a Makhtar before, because it was near the Haktara. The other option I see, there's one person. What does Rashi say? Which is the rascal? Shaloi Dor Nikter Maracha Miner Shinercha Shachar, Skodum Tom Shal Shachar, Talmud Lomar, etc., etc. And Lachorah, who had didn't until proven otherwise, by Toshi Arayim. Yeah, okay, so you're right. So it's already been doing Kamrashi Nuchasim days. Who really does not hold this way? Who really holds that Haktorah is Usur Lagamre? And he doesn't hold for this nearer thing, the Mizrahi. Here it's a big Kiddush. The Mizrahi is already an Achron. The Mizrahi is very bothered by this. Very bothered by this steer. He knows the Gemara says he toast through, but he has a different shot. Let's look at the Mizrahi here towards the end. What does he say? The last five lines. We hector chalom veverb shet kroma chatom shvin arbaim kolay lo kashid al ba chalom veverb shet nizak dama kolom tom shvin arbaim kamayvi shak ravos and ina el gemar malach bel vav me achshik for a schiva b'shukas dama kolom tom shvin arbaim. Okay, that's the first answer. You're only finishing it. You're already started. Maybe that sounds a little more like what Binyamin was saying, right? It's only us who do the whole thing. That's only a gemar malach, or maybe he means a little like Rashi here. So his first day is definitely more like Rashi, let's say. But then he has two other days. Inami. Hadik tani minayin shlo yidobim sakim tom shayin arbayim. Eino el mitzvah lo liikuvah. It's not ma'akev. It's only l'chachil la'asei dashlon. It's not ma'akev. V'hekter chalom v'burim v'shashochach v'lo ikhtirim konum shalom shalayin arbayim kamayri. So now he changes the whole mitosru. Basically, there's three shatim in mitosru. Shat two is Mizrahi. In his inami, what is he saying? Mitosu doesn't mean if it's leftover. Mitosu means shachach below a stira. You were supposed to in a klami. You're not allowed to save them. What does he say? He says aser lehaktir achar hatamid afilu im nizrach damo. Well, let's say better. Chayav Lizro Hadam Ulehakter Ha'emurim Kodim HaTamid. Really, you have to be makir for the Tamid also. This is an Isra HaTarab. Shuta Kamashmo, an Isra HaTarab. Right, he's going to take Shuta Kamashmo. It's also be makir later. Also, before Shemar, he's going to be makir later. So he's 2 days. One day it is Aval Bidi Eved in Shachach Lahakter Mutter Lahakter Acharkach, because the Aseda Shlom is not Ma'akev, meaning this is, we pointed out, I pointed this out in the meeting. It says, when you have no choice, a mitzvah that actually needs to be done is Dochel Aseda Hashlom. Right? The mitzvahs haktara adif may essay the hashlama bidiyavid. Okay, that's basically saying I'm adding this adif, right? What does it say? It says bidiyavid, if you have no choice, you're makter and you violate the essay the hashlama. But the essay the hashlama, you're violating it, right? You're violating, meaning, what's he saying? He's saying that the asay de hashlama oser haktara achar tamid aval mutter lavar al asay de hashlama bidyeved bidles brera. And therefore, it's a different shot than yutosu. Yutosu doesn't mean it's just left over naturally. Yutosu means it's left over by accident. Right? So here it means that you left over carbonos. He says, no, it means you accidentally did the wrong thing and left over carbonos. That's the second day of the Inami of the... He says, Taka, it is also Rimakir afterwards. It's just that Bidi Evan, if you forgot the Makir beforehand, and otherwise it would just get burnt and hustle a gamre, and you have no choice in the matter, then it's Dochel Yaseid HaShlama. His next day, his second Inami, is even more wild. What's the second Inami? Hector Cholomene Verm Nami, Veresh the Makir Kulu, Vahad Makir Ver Ola Tom Shalina, Vahim Tisha Tavar Kulu, and the Pierce of Benishai Harvishdom. Rinu Shemesh is the Rid. I looked. It's not in the Tosos Rid here. It's not in the Piskir Rid here. Maybe it's in the Rid in some other section of Shas that I didn't notice. I don't know. Is there a Mizrahi with footnotes? Does anyone know? I don't know. Or maybe it's just a Rid that we don't have. Maybe he had a Tosos Rid that we don't have. But what does he say? And I want you guys are going to have to fill this in. The Mizrahi, the Shem Rid. What does he say? He says, Aser Ligamri, Afila Bidyevit, Lahaktir Shum Karban, Achar Hatamit. Oh, so what is our Gemara saying? It's saying that Avalotr Lahaktir Kal Halayla Imlo Hiktir Adayin Evare. Hatamid. So when can you be makter all night long? If you weren't makter the tamid yet, meaning Ekel Kipta, when can you makter all night long yet? Against how we always thought. This rid, I don't know, maybe he wouldn't have said it if he didn't find it in a Rishon that I don't have. I don't know if any. Has anyone ever seen this rock in the footnotes? I don't know if they have one. I don't think they have one in the basement. There must be. Then maybe the footnotes would say if it's a rid that we have someplace. But it's not the rid here. I checked both rids here, the Piskei and the Tosos, and it's not there. But what does he say? He says, you know what? The only time you can be makter all night if you haven't burned the Evar and the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim yet. And that is, the Toso says, that's some unique cases here and there. He says, that's the only case of anyone ever being makter all night. Toso says, some unique cases here and there. He said the general rule. Meaning, how does he interpret the word Kini Toso, Shini Toso, for both sides? Different than everyone else. How does the Rid interpret the word Kini Toso, Shini Toso, different than everyone else in the world? Exactly. you left over a vare hatamid. That's any tosu. When is it mutter to burn other kabbalas all night? Only if you haven't yet burned a vare hatamid. Because what is he saying? If the issue is to be makter other things, it's until you're makter a vare hatamid. So when are you allowed to be? Basically, he's going haktara haktara. This is clearly the rid, right? This is the rid. As quoted in the Mizrahi, Rishayah Rishon is the rid. Because who's a Rishayah Achron? The Riyah is a Rishayah Achron itself. this is the rid. This is okay, Mizrahi, both deos. Kitzer, what have we seen here? This, we already, just to summarize, what we've seen about this Kesheni Tosru is we have like three pshatim, two and a half pshatim in Tosru. The Tomid was left over? The Okim says the Tomid was left over or your carbon was left over? And within your carbon left over, and that's okay? Or that's a big, big evident an accident and a mess up? And if that's okay, why? So if we just ask the following question, you know, Kesheni Tosru, what are our four pshatim? Our four pshatim. One pshat is that the iser is avodas hadam of any karbon after the tamid, and then it's totally micha mitosru, no problem. The second answer is no, the iser is haktara after the tamid, but you know hanere lehaktara, but nere lehaktara counts. Okay, counts as already nikrav. Okay, nere lehaktara counts, or maybe what the meaning means is that the first day, what can you say? Maybe the Isra is only do the whole entire process afterwards, right? Maybe you can add that. Or maybe this was the Rosh Hashanah first, but I'm not sure. Or maybe Isra is only to do the whole process after the Tamid. This is what Binyan was saying. I'm not as attracted. Or, the Mizrahi, he's the one who takes it very seriously. The Iser is Haktara after the Tamid. But Bidi Eved Redoche the Iser. Okay, if there's no other option. Right, Bidi Eved, you already left the stuff and you didn't burn it. Then Bidi Eved, you've burned it all night, so willing to be Doch the Esser because we have no choice. Or, most radical, is the Mizrahi, the name of the rib, it's a Rishon, assuming you have one, tell us which I would not propose the Mizrahi one. The Esser is Haktara after the Tamid. But only after Haktara Satamid after all. If the Yisr is to be Makdir for the Tamid, it makes sense the Yisr should be after Haktara Satamid. And they just say Mitosra means you have Makdir the Tamid, right? But before Haktara Satamid, you can be Makdir all night. Now again, as Larry pointed out, that is one day in Tosos. He just doesn't say it's what Mitosra means. Right? The Chiddush of the Rid is just say that's what Mitosra means. That Mitosra means the Evari atomic for Mitosra, not the Evarim of your other Korbanos for Mitosra. So that's a big nafkin halach l'maisa, right? What can you be makir at night? Okay, hearts are not we paskin touch him, right? Usually people still like the Rambam, so we know what the Rambam says. But the Tosos written paskin very differently in the Beis HaMikdash. Basically, in the Beis HaMikdash make a big difference. The Rambam would say, and Rashi would agree. So, that's how we pass it. No, just
the Zorikol the Dam before Tomas Shalvin Arbayim, then you have all night to be Makder, no problem. The Mizrahi and his Inami would say, no, you have to burn everything before Tomas Shalvin Arbayim. If you forgot something, you could do it. And the Rid would say, no. Even if you forgot something, it's too late. It just goes to Beis Hapsul. Unless you haven't yet burnt the Tomas Shalvin Arbayim, which would be an unusual case. Okay. That's the sort of main topic of this sugya. The main topic of this sugya is the Aseidah Hashlam. One other thing I wanted to point out is that there is one day in Tosfos, very fascinatingly, in Menachos, who says that in Shachris, when there's a pasuk of Aruch Alei Olam, on the pasuk of Bilvad Alas Abok Shel Alas Mitas Uz Eilad, it's assuming you integrate them, it's usher even to Shech beforehand. But in Tamid Shalvin Arbayim, it's only usher to be Machter. So he makes sort of a statement in here. I don't know why these are different colors. These two together. Dash line. It's not the same question. It's something similar. There is some speaking. There's one day in Tosfos Menachos that says, It says that Achar Tamid Shalbein Harbayin. It's only usher to be Machter, but Kodem Tamid Shal Shachar. All of those are suros. right. I will read it to you. Very, very. I'll try to read you quickly. So you don't think I'm making it up. He says, Vaday v'tomet shal shachar d'chsev tasu hu d'ma'ak v'yasiyos d'dam. Avav v'tomet shal erev lo ma'ak v'el ha'ktara d'kulei kar ba'ktara ayri v'chei ma'ak v'reish tov v'nishcha and are part of that tatsa ofer film of the broken, which you assume the Chacham obviously assume they don't disagree with fundamentally. Otherwise, why is he bringing a right for Ishmael Ben Asher Yochanan Broka? He's assuming fundamentally they agree. So he makes a chiluk between Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel and Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. You know, what exactly is the lumbus behind this chiluk? I admit, there's a few chilukim here of Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, which I don't fully understand the lumbus behind it. I understand a little bit. The point is that by Tamid Shel Shachar, there are two dinim. Number one, the Tamid has to be, first. The Hashivas of the Tamid, that has to be first. And number two, then all the other Kamanas have to be within the framework. The framework is only expressed in Akhtara, being first is expressed even through Shkita. When it comes to the afternoon, it's not important per se, Tamid Shel Shachar might be last. It's not Chashiv to be last. It's just all Kamanas have to be within the framework. So the framework is expressed through Haktara, it's not 100% clear why that should be. Here it's only Haktara, Rak Haktara, and here it's Afilu, Avodos, Adamar Puzzle, and what it seems to be saying, if we take it back to what we said last time, maybe this is just a din in Shar Karbonos, having a framework. Okay, Shar Karbonos having a framework, it just mapped to them within the framework. This might be also a din in Tamid, but only in the morning. Then it must be first, because we understand being first is much more chashivas than being last. Being last is not such a chashivas.
So according to that,
like Rish Gold, but no sooner than broke as long as you're not Machter. Yes, or Rechista's restriction. Correct. Or Shifts' limitation to Chatzal. Exactly. Exactly. He thinks that Chum fundamentally agrees with Rish Gold, but no sooner than broke. Oh, why did they disagree? He doesn't say. So that's why they run and come up with technical, either Xavier's Garbanan or technically doesn't work out or something like that. Okay. There's on this sugya, and Daf Nun Tes, there's a lot of other very, very important sugyas that come up.
let's list the very important things that come up, one of which was number three on this Makor sheet. One is the issue of Asei Doche Asei. Two is the issue of the mitzvah of Achilas Karbanos, right? I mean, the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach and Asei with Karis, that we're all familiar with. The mitzvah of Achilas Karbanos and Asei without Karis, we're a little less familiar with. It doesn't actually say anywhere in the Torah, thou shalt eat Karbanos. Three is the order of the Ola and the Chatas, which maybe we won't get into as deeply. Four is the din that you can't, you don't get kapara until the Kohanim eat, and even more importantly, the Kohanim don't eat until you're back to the Imurim. Okay, that's what we're going to have to tackle before we get to the next Mishnah. Tackle a little quickly because we want to get to the next Mishnah, which is very, very exciting. Let's just point out, we'll start with Tosin Maskel Asi. Let's read Tosin Maskel Asi. Asi, I say, the Pesach of Dachi, the Ispe Karsu, Dachi, Kuli Hikshariva, Ha Be'idna, he has a question of Be'idna, Be'idna, the Makar, say, Da Shlomo, Lo Makayim, I say, the Tos Pesach. He has a big problem. The Sugi Masi, Yom Lo Sase, I say, it's only Doche Lo Sase, if it is Be'idna, right? Everyone always asks the famous question, how come you can't, you know, how come you can't be Mechal Yontan to get a chauffeur? You can't even climb a tree to be Garbana to get a chauffeur, etc. After all, isn't Asei Doche Lo Sase? The answer to Asei is only Doche Lo Sase when it's Be'idna. Be'idna de Akar Lav Mechaim Asei. At the time you do the Lav, you fulfill the Asei. For example, Shatnez and Tzitzis. At the time you're wearing Shatnez, you're wearing Tzitzis. Mila of cutting off Tzaras. At the time there's Tzaras on the Erla. At the time you're cutting off the Tzaras, you're doing the Bris Mila. Yibum. Right? Yibum of... Again, Midor Abana, there it goes, we're not to do this. Yibam Chayvei Lavin, right? Let's say, without getting into all the different answers to the bar, right? Someone's Chayvei Lavin, let's say, going to Rusha, if you assume it's just Chayvei Lavin, etc. If you do Yibam, someone's also in a Lav, yes, because the moment you're doing the B of Chayvei Lavin, you're also doing this, let's say, of Yibam. Again, Midor Abana, there it goes, we're not to. Not doing any Yibam. Etc., etc. So Tosfos asks, hold on a second, here first you're violating the Asei Dashlama, right, bringing a karban in the daytime, and then in the nighttime he's doing a chilas pesachim. But it's not be'idna. How is an Asei Dofen Asei if it's not be'idna? Hikshar Ivaha be'idna d'me'akar Asei Dashlama l'makayim Asei Dachilas Pesach de'ina el ba'layla v'tirits, he answers, de'mayri she'yishchil peskalav kodim she'yitzchu Asei Dashlama. No, first you shech the karban Pesach before you do the Asei Dashlama. Oh, how can you shech the karban pesach? We still mechos kippurim. The shoch the mizorka on full yom mechos kippurim. The kuli alma. Everyone agrees. The sugi's later on. You can't shech the mizorka on the pesach if the owner, not if the owner's tummy. That's controversial. Even if he's only a tummy that ends that day, it's controversial. That's called shoch the mizorka on the sheretz. My focus. Clearly, if he's a tummy that lasts tomorrow, like he touched dead body today, obviously he can't bring the karban pesach. What if it's a tummy that only lasts till the end of the day? That's controversial. But if it's a tomo which you already tovled for, all he's missing is Harif Shemesh, tovled for Yom, or he's missing Mechuzah Kippurim. Everyone agrees you can shef the Karban Pesach for him and trust him that it's full Yom, the day will come to an end, he'll be fine. Mechuzah Kippurim, I'll bring him the Karban, he'll be fine. The Kuliyama, Afilo Yofo Masov, whole of Yodom, Tali, and even if he doesn't eat in the end, he is, since he could have eaten, and it was Yodom, it was totally up to him, he's Yotzi, Potom Pesach Shein, Afilo Achal, meaning, you're shecht and zorek for the Mechusik Kippurim and the Tzvul Yom. And he's yotze just by having the potential to eat. Upatme helkach, shemakrav kaparoso, mekayim asei de Pesach, the oz havi ro'oi lechol, shemloye yochel hakrav, loye ro'oi lechol, le'erev Pesach ha'yom lechol. Answers to Riva, it's be'idna. What do you do? First you bring his Karba Pesach, and now he is yotze if he can bring this Mechusar Kippurim. So, at the moment he brings the Mechusar Kippurim, he is Yotze the Karban Pesach. So that is Be'idna. So basically the Riva makes this Mokimta to turn it into a Be'idna. And what does the Reis say? Verimitar it's a davka below sasa the chomer being a beidna the me'akor lav the kaima say well I say the chomer dochi I say a kal b'chol inyan afi lo mekaima say the chomer beidna the chomer I say a kal k'nemucha b'asholech afi lozer shichur abdu b'shiloch akan da b'dochi I say the metzora the chomer da ala say the shiloch akan ilav the marchwana shalech shalach b'lidvar mitzvah
Okay, so the re says no. The re says ase is only doch below sase if it's beitna. Why? Because below sase is more chomer than ase. To be doch has something more chomer than yourself needs to be at the same time. But over here, the ase de pesach to be doch has something less chomer than itself. For a cow to be doch a chomer, you need beitna. For a chomer to be doch a cow, you do not need beitna. And therefore, since it's ase de ish bokaris, in doch ase she'im bokaris, you don't need beitna. That's okay even in advance. And what's this proof? He has two proofs. One is for Rabbi Eliezer. He violated the assay, the yachid, of shechur and evident in order to do the assay to Rabbim of having a minion. Without getting into the focus, what exactly it was for, right? So assay to Rabbim is more common than assay to yachid. No, first he was meshachar's evident, and then they davened or leaned. Nonetheless, that's okay, because it was a chomer being docha akal. And likewise, says for hamin shalocha kan, okay, this is a hamina, that the assay of Mitzorah, which is very chomer, because it involves shalabayas, would be docha the assay of shiloh hakan, if not for zirsakasav. Meaning, if you needed the mother bird for Taras Mitzorah, for the ritual of two birds in Mitzorah, you could take the mother bird even though she's sitting on the eggs or the chicks. First you have to take the mother bird and then do the ritual of Mitzorah. Just taking the mother bird is not yet a mitzvah of Mitzorah. You then have to shech and dip and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that proves that when a chomer is being docha kal, it's docha even if it is not beitna. Okay, neither of these proofs are watertight, and really I want to analyze a lot more. This is not close to being brought in the ray, but I see that I can't even start discussing it now because it's already past 1 o'clock. So we'll pick up next time in Mirtz Hashem with, I really want to get into this machlokas about beitna. I think it's very fascinating. And a discussion of the mitzvah of Echilus Korbanos, and we'll see what more we can do after that. If anyone has any questions, of course, you can ask.
Mm-hmm. Basically, takes the